Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The Oklahoma City Oil and Gas Convention, presented by Roseland Oil and Gas, will be at the Cox Convention Center Tuesday and Wednesday, May 9th and 10th. Convention doors open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Admission is free, so come and see old friends and make new ones while keeping up with the newest trends in the oil and gas industry. There's plenty to see and lots to do. Stimulate new ideas to support your business. The Oklahoma City Oil and Gas Convention, May 9th and 10th at the Cox Convention Center. Learn more at roselandoilandgas.com.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand. You didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
At the end of this last week, our Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, out in the country, out in Iowa, on the cattle operation of Bill and Nancy Cooser, and he's taken on the role already of being the Trump administration's cheerleader for U.S. agriculture, bragging about the safe, affordable food supply that folks like the Coosers are producing for consumers in this country and around the world. And he says that it's important to understand that we've got a great story to tell. And then he pointed over at some of the FFA members in attendance and bragged about them.
This is the future of agriculture, and these young people, along with Tim and his age, are going to be the ones that communicate the great story of agriculture. Coop, I don't know where you are, but God bless you. There are men and women across this country working with FFA day in and day out. These are the leaders of America, and not only in agricultural production, but in leadership, in communication, in telling the story. No longer can we just be good producers. You can't be just as efficient as the Couser family in crop and cattle production, but we got to be great communicators. We owe it to the consumers of the United States as well as the world to let them know that we're concerned about their safety, the wholesomeness and nutritional capacity of the food they consume. They deserve to know, and we ought to be able to tell them. As I said, Bill, we ought to be unapologetic about how we do things in animal agriculture. And I'd love for the activists to come here to your farm and see how well those cattle are cared for, how you treat them, and how you move them around in a way that helps them. You said something earlier today I thought was pretty neat. If our young people of America were as vaccinated, healthy, as cared for, fed as well, we wouldn't have a problem of health in America today. So that's a testament to what you're doing to these cattle.
And U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue in Iowa at the end of this last week. Export numbers for beef and pork for the first quarter of 2017, mighty strong compared to a year ago. The latest numbers are out for March. Beef exports up 18% year over year in volume in the month of March. And for first quarter, beef exports up 15% in volume and 19% in value compared to a year ago. Pork exports up 17% in volume, 22% in value. A busy week ahead for the Oklahoma State University Wheat Improvement Team, as they've got wheat plot tours in western portions of the state all the way out to Friday and into next week as well. But this week, everything from Kingfisher to El Reno to Weatherford, Alva, Lamont, Bremen, the big one on Friday is the Lahoma Wheat Field Day at the Lahoma Field Station of OSU. You've got farm news on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.